Thank you for checking out Value Driven Life. I'm your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and you are in for a mini episode. I'm going to try to keep this really short and sweet. I just wanted to talk about this after getting a message from one of my one-to-one online nutrition training clients. It's something really, really cool that I do with all of my clients is we have check-ins that get sent out every Thursday. So we send out a check-in, and by we, I mean I send out a check-in so we can game plan for what's happening this weekend, tackle anything that we're noticing that comes up. And then we send out a second check-in. And again, I said we, but again, it's just me. It's just me doing this coaching thing. I send out a check-in on Sunday where everyone fills that out so we can kind of strategize and game plan for the week ahead. And one of my clients sent me this check-in basically telling me that their life was very, very hectic right now, like super hectic, and telling me that that's why they weren't able to send in their nutrition info for me. That's why they weren't able to do some of their training sessions. And they were almost like apologizing to me, like they needed to tell me that they were sorry for doing all of this. And I get that a lot from clients, or actually strangers on social media apologizing to me when they maybe eat something that they think for some reason I would think was a bad choice or whatever it might be. And my response initially was, hey, you know what? It's okay. You're human. This is completely normal. So instead of thinking about how this is bad, maybe we can look at it a different way. And actually, before I go into this, the last part of what they said to me in this message was, I'm going to start again on Monday. Now, this was a check-in that was happening on Wednesday, which means for the rest of the week, they weren't going to do anything at all and just start on Monday. So I've been there before, and you've been there before. So that's why I want to tell you this little message. What happens when Monday is just as hectic as last week? Right? Now, I've seen this so many times over because I work with humans, and that means things aren't going to go according to plan, right? Kids get sick, work runs late, you get sick because of your kids, the list goes on. And the critical thing to remember is that just because you missed the session, just because you miss your nutrition plan, you don't adhere 100%, doesn't mean that all is lost, right? As the old saying goes, just because you have a flat tire doesn't mean you need to slash the other three. Like, focus on all the other habits you've been working on, right? You can go for a short walk. You can eat your balanced plates with healthy portions of protein. You can do a stretch or two. You can drink an extra glass of water. You can get to bed 10 minutes earlier. You can eat a piece of fruit, right? In the end, it all boils down to consistency and not perfection. But the secret is, if the other habits feel like too much, if doing all of those habits that you've been working on feel like too much, you have to set a minimum for yourself. I call it a bare-ass minimum, a BAM. You have to set a bare-ass minimum for yourself. What is the least amount I can do on the most hectic day, on the most hectic week? Because that might be the moment you're in right now. Right? So therefore, no matter what happens, you will still have that win that you can check off. You will still have that thing that you were able to do. Right? So if the habits feel like too much, just pick one. Pick one from the things I listed, right? I can list a million things, but you know yourself better than I know you. I know what my clients have experienced, and that's some of the things I labeled, like getting to bed 10 minutes earlier, drinking a glass of water with each meal, going for a 10-minute walk, strength training at least one time a week, making sure that you're having like one big-ass salad a day, making sure you have like 1 to 2 pieces of fruit. Like if those are things that you can stick with and it feels digestible, pick one of those that you can really nail, because one habit a day is better than zero habits practiced. 80% is what you're working toward, meaning your life is still allowed to happen and it should be happening. That's the whole point of this. Your life is not meant to just revolve around this whole plan you're trying to do of what you're trying to change. That actually does not work whatsoever. So you've got this and you really, really can't fuck it up. It's really hard to do that unless you just lay in bed and don't do anything at all for the rest of your life, which I don't think you're going to do. So without further ado, I hope you found this to be really, really helpful. Do me a favor, leave a 5-star review if this is your first time checking out the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. It helps other people be able to see it, hear it, whatever form of medium this is coming your way on. And just, you can check out some of the other older episodes I have. There have been tons of guests on at this point, and I do 2 episodes a week, one with a guest, one with a mini cast, which is sometimes short, sometimes long. It just depends on the week. So I hope you have a great day, and you go do amazing things because you can.